Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday. This is our Paranormal Creation Lightship show. So if you have any paranormal situations or would like to contact us, you can do so. We'll talk about it. Maybe have an answer for you or not. So the date today is the 11th of May, 2018. We'll clear the date to release you from past timelines and maybe today's timeline that is affecting you the most. So here we go. I mean, the 11th is another key day, along with the 20th and 21st. So here we go, clearing the 11th. Today's date, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll go back 50 years, because we probably have an older audience tonight, maybe. If you're not 50 years old, then maybe you can do 30 or 20 or something. So that's your choice. So select how far back you want to go, clearing that from you, and just see if your body lightens up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. Now let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen or your cell phone. Here we go. Bring in peace energy into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation that's connected to you that you may not want to have, we'll release that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring Ann on. Are you ready to go, Ann? Are you out of the voice tuning room and got your lipstick and makeup on and stuff and your high heels ready to go?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and that's Ron Ametron you've been listening to. Thank you, Ron. We appreciate you clearing the date and charging the light beings and healing us right at the start of the show like that. Brings everybody into a place of peace and in the now and hopefully on the new earth where you are. And I believe you mentioned already it's Paranormal Friday, so if you have any odd happenings, you can send them in, as Ron said, and he might have an answer for you. We'll probably go over this again later in the show, but there's a special healing, live healing call with Ron tomorrow, Saturday, at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's the Ascension Healing Call. It lasts for 3 hours and includes water charging of 7 bottles of water that you can drink throughout all of the following 7 days. And then Sunday begins the May calls that are 7 hours long. They start at 11 a.m. on, actually they're six, excuse me, they're 6 hours long live on the phone, starting at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All the information for this is on Ron's wonderful website, creationlightship.com. And you can go there to get lots of information, but right at the top, you'll see the information about his monthly calls and how you register and pay for those. You're always invited to be absentee on the calls as long as you're registered, which means you don't really even have to call in, and you will receive the energy. Before that, you'll want to write down what you'd like the light being doctors to work on for you. Label your bottles for what type of water you'd like charged. The 7 bottles are healing water, just the healing codes that you need for each of those days. But in the beginning of the calls, Ron charges 6 or 7 glasses of water with different energies. And actually, Ron, that reminds me, somebody wrote in a really great suggestion. Dear Ron, I have been writing on my water bottles on the conference calls minerals because I'm not really sure what minerals I might need in my body. Is this a good idea?
Yeah, on the calls, yeah, no problem. Yeah, you could do that. That sounds like a good idea.
And so then do the light beings check what minerals you need? Is that what happens?
In a sense, we'll say that's correct, yeah. It'll be body compatible for you for what minerals you might need. Yes, uh-huh. And then there are people who use the Merkaba who purchase them at the expos, and they'll put that Merkaba underneath their food plate, and that will also make what they're eating compatible for their body, too, which I guess would mean, saying it a different way, it could take away what is not beneficial or maybe poisons that you may have possibly in your food. I can't guarantee that, but it is making it body compatible. In fact, we could do, I'll do a water charging right now for you. So just take, we'll do that in a few minutes. So get a glass of water, and I'll just show you what it's like here in case you're just curious. So we can maybe read a testimonial or something and come back maybe in 5 minutes, and I'll do a water charging for people.
Well, that's a great idea, Ron. Give everybody a moment to go get a glass of water or get set. Oh, though you have said, I know in the past, like at a live lecture, you've said if you don't have a glass of water, the water in your body will get charged up. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. And what I'll be doing will only work on tonight's show.
Okay, well, that's a wonderful treat. Okay, why don't I move on? I'm trying to think if I forgot to announce. Oh, yes, a very important thing. On Saturday, the 19th, so a week from tomorrow, Ron will be again doing the fabulous bone marrow live healing call, and that will be at 1 p.m., and the charge for that is only $20. And the information is on the website. He did one a few weeks ago, and people really liked it and had fabulous results. So you might want to think about doing that. And Ron's been generous enough to let us know that in June he's going to do the organ restoration call again. That call is $50, and we haven't scheduled it yet. But as soon as we do schedule it, we'll let you know. But we just like to keep reminding people that that's coming in case you need to prepare, because that is a really special call. Okay, so I will go on to read some emails, Ron, if that's okay.
Yep, go ahead.
And it's paranormal. Last weekend, I was waiting for a person I hired to help with a project. I was starting to wonder where he was. I came in the house and sat in a spot where I could see the road to watch for him. I was doing my I now increase my life force energy, did my finger exercise, then said out loud his name and put his finger to his nose absentee. Well, he appeared on my front porch in an instant. I was amazed. I never saw his truck drive in or heard it. Did not hear him enter. Was wondering how long he was actually here. Very strange.
Yeah, wow. No comment on that one. That's a good paranormal experience, yeah.
Yeah, that is weird. And, you know, do you think that might have been some kind of weird timeline thing that, you know, he was off and then he came back?
Yeah, I would probably say so, yeah.
He was off planet temporarily.
In the Beyondo, or landed just in time to be on the front porch in sync with your time, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great because I feel like that listener was more protected, too, somehow, by with a stranger coming into the house, and probably had less entities and all because of those clearings she was doing. Okay, here is a really nice email. Ron's recommendation to encase your spirit energy in a container every day is working wonders for me. I simply say I now create a container for my life force energy for my use today, and it is done. No need to repeat it. It works all day. I say it out loud after doing the mind-to-heart drop first thing in the morning. It really cuts down on having to do shrink wrap and other protections all day long. Hope this is useful for people who forgot about this handy little tool. Another jewel from Ron. Blessings.
Great. Very good.
Yes, thank you very much for that. That is a wonderful suggestion. And I always feel like after the expos, Ron, we get a lot of new listeners, and I just wanted to say the best way to get your questions answered is, of course, to not only listen to this radio show, but write in your questions. And we have a new email address, in case you hadn't heard this announcement. It is still CLS questions, like it was before, but now it is at bbsradio.com. And I think it's pretty safe, because for a while, if you do send it to the old account, you'll get an email telling you what the new one is. So, but if you're new, just put that one in your address or contacts, and you can send in, you know, whatever questions you need answered, and it's helpful to everybody. Also, a reminder, we haven't talked about this in a long time, but if you would like to be on a radio show and co-host be with a co-host and Ron and ask whatever questions you would like, you can do that for the cost of $60 donation. And any donations to help defray Ron's cost for having these radio shows 4 times a week, or it's really 6 times a week if you count the two that are being rerun from 2013, it is quite an expense for Ron, and it would be lovely if you could send a donation, or better yet, come on the show. All you need to do is send an email to BBS questions and an idea of what kind of show you want or what you want to talk about or a few sample questions maybe just to let us know, and we'll arrange that. We have done it quite a few times, not in a while though, and that might be because we've been forgetting to announce it. So let us know if that sounds like fun for you. Okay, let me go back into these emails. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you charge the water, Ron? No.
Yeah, we can do that now. So we could charge it up for what you would like. I was first thinking of maybe mineral water, since we talked about that. And this would be what you're missing in your body. So here we go. And if you want something else, that's your choice. So here we go. One. Oh, I want you to drink the water first. I'd take a sip of it and see how it tastes. So just sample your water. And here we go. Changing the energy on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll take a sip of your water and just see if it is a little different for you. Normally it goes down easy, very silky smooth. Just depends what you're asking for, you know, to have it charged up with. So we'll see. So maybe you can give us some comments on it. So back to you, Ann.
It does taste wonderful, Ron. I did it along with everyone else, so thank you. And all the Creation Lightship water, when it's charged, tastes different than my water, which is hopefully pretty well filtered. I do the best I can to filter it. But I'm so spoiled by the Creation Lightship waters that if I don't have it, I go into the water activation on the website and charge up all my water. I just, when my bottles I charge are empty, I refill them and charge them. I feel like I just get so much out of it. Okay, thank you for that. And we would love to hear from people about how that, if you enjoyed that water and how it tasted. Also, we'd love to hear any, you know, questions or testimonials. Send them in. And when you have questions, you're probably not the only one with that question. So please ask them. Okay, here's a question, Ron. I would love to know what clearing would help with some business issues we are having. We have been losing service accounts more than we have seen ever before. Feels like it might be attacks from outside the business coming from competitors. Thank you.
Yeah, I may want to do the curse one. Check your psychic billboard. And since you know that it's happening to you, maybe you have maybe some anxieties going on or trauma, maybe even fear. So you may want to look at those other clearings, the whole lifetime ones, to just see what you could also do, because you are involved with it, which means that you have an issue with it. It's doing something to you. It all depends, how many clearings you've done in the past and stuff. But typically, when something happens to you, there's an issue. So try to figure out what that issue is and clear that for yourself. It may only be a small one, but it's still going to bring you into that timeline. So you want to get out of the timeline of not having, we'll just say, not being in the flow with your business. And also do that for your business. Maybe your business wants to change somewhat into something else. So you may want to look at that too. Maybe it needs to, it wants to be outgrown or something, or go in a different direction. So you need to look at that aspect. So back to you.
Could this person put their business name in the psychic billboard, Ron?
Oh, of course, yes. Uh-huh.
So, but should they put their own name first and then the name of the business, or just the name of the business?
I said just name the business.
Oh, okay.
And maybe the business is feeling that it's being abandoned by the people for not showing up. So maybe they're doing an abandonment clearing for the business.
Very interesting. Great idea. So if a person has purchased the whole life abandonment clearing, could they put their business in there, or would they need to buy a new one?
No, if they purchased the clearing, they could put that in there. That'd be no problem.
Okay, wonderful. Okay,
yeah.
Well, hopefully that person is listening now and heard that. Okay. Okay, I don't think you have any information about this, Ron, but hi, Ron. I have been bone weary, exhausted all week. I feel like we Vikings have been fighting all week. What's going on?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I can't necessarily say what it is because I kind of pulled back from watching everything. But yeah, there is a lot going on right now. That's about all that I can say. If I had more information, I would tell you, but I just don't have it. But yeah, the air is pretty thick, we'll say, and timelines have been connecting to people. Maybe they're even sabotaging timelines, but it's enough to make you so you're not feeling in sync with life. So I can just say that. I think we're on the home stretch, though. So if you have felt a little weird the last maybe 4 or 5 days, I don't think it's going to be much longer for that feeling. Remember, get back into the present moment onto the new earth. That should help you out a lot. So back to you.
Okay, and you've said a few times recently you're not really working so closely anymore with the special forces, but are you doing that again now? Or
well, I'm not. I'm choosing not to see what's happening.
Okay. Well, good.
I'm trying to have a life outside.
Great.
Great.
Okay, so someone has a really good and important question about the water charging, that they need something clarified. So, and I don't know whether they mean on the call tomorrow or on the water activation option on Ron's website, where you can pay $1 for a glass of water, you can pay $20 for a week, or $70 for a month to get you all unlimited waters. But they're saying that there's no name to put in if you want to do it for a different person. But I believe, Ron, that you can't do that, right? The person getting the holding the water.
Yeah, you only do it. Yeah, that's right. The person who buys it is who it's for.
Right.
So, yeah, if you do want another person, then you need to purchase it for them also.
Right. Right. And then, you know, they're saying there's no place to put the name in, but it doesn't matter because you sit in front of the computer while it's charging or you're on the call and you can write things down that you what you want the water charged for, but you can't really... You know, in other words, you have to do a separate water activation for the person you want to give the water to. And then they really have to hold the water. I guess
yes,
unless
because
it's the baby.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, the person needs to be connected to the water that they're going to be drinking, yes. So they'd want to hold it and or have it in front of themselves.
Right.
With the light.
So
yeah.
It doesn't matter that there's no room to put the name in on that healing.
No.
You're going to be sitting.
And if you did want to, you know, do something for someone else, you could put their name on the water container. Because even though you've purchased it in your name, the name of that person then would be would have the activation because their name would be on the water container.
Okay, so if I want to give my sister a glass or bottle of water, I can put that water in front of the light being... have purchased the water activation, of course, and then choose and click, and if her name's on it, then, you know, she gets home from work or whatever, she can have that water, and it'll be charged for her.
Yeah, that's correct, uh-huh.
Got it, as long as you purchased it for her. And but you also can't do that on a conference call unless you've this other person or other family member has paid to be on the conference call, right?
Yes, that's correct, uh-huh, that's correct.
Okay. So someone wrote in, thank you, Ron. Mineral water you just charged. The water went down smoothly, and I drank the whole glass bowl. Thank you.
Great.
Okay, and we got one more new one in. Sorry, folks. Buying a glass of water off website, so you can't take it to them as a gift. They have to come in and sit in front of a light being. Well, no, Ron actually said
nope.
You could if you put their name in on the bottle. And that bottle sits in front of the light being on the computer.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah. So actually that's I never thought of doing something like that. That's a wonderful idea.
And you could probably even charge it up for somebody who is, you know, emotionally distraught or something. So you could put that on there to balance the body out.
Mm-hmm. Right. I thought we just did this one. Yeah, I believe you talked about this on a recent show. What is the clearing to help us to decide what career path is best for us? That sounds familiar, like you just talked about that, Ron. And I think you said the self-empowerment is a good one. Probably all of them, and you could put that in. Oh, probably the mental body, right?
Yeah, and you could also possibly, if you know what direction you're going into, you could do the fetus clearing to help give you a little more horsepower for what you want to do. The fetus infusion will give you maybe 5 to 10% more energy for whatever you're doing. But you have to know what it is, and you want to specify that.
Okay. Okay, someone is asking, I often listen to your radio show with a headset on. Does this affect the water activation or light being activation? I wouldn't think so, right? Okay. Here's a creepy one. Hi, Ron. A couple of weeks ago, I stayed at a bed and breakfast in the Philippines. The first night I was there, I dreamt there were three male entities whose faces looked like the person in the painting, The Scream. One of the entities put his mouth to mine and kissed me. I woke up screaming and freaked out. I did the mind the heart drop and the space clearing the entire time I was there so I could sleep at night. This was the first time this had happened to me. Who were these entities, and how can I prevent this from happening again? Thank you and blessings.
Okay.
I think just what they're doing, right, Ron? The entity clearing, the space clearing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, did this person need to do anything specific for those entities? Like, if you kind of had an experience like that, should it be timeline crash too?
Yeah, timeline crash the heck out of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty
good. They want to do a space clearing, you know, if they're still there in that location. So, sounds like pretty scary to me, you know, if you had somebody trying to kiss you and everything else at night and in the Philippines or something.
Yeah, that did sound scary. I just want to share, remind people, I guess, and share that Ron has said you can put the space clearing on and have it in the car with you, like on the phone or on your laptop, and just have it running when you drive places, and you'll really help you yourself and your car stay on the new earth as you travel. And then whenever I go to a strange place, I always have it going when I get there, too, like in a hotel room, clear the hotel room at night and the driving during the day. And I also object clear the bed before I get in it. And, of course, it depends. It's hard for me to run a lot of clearings in the car, but I do put on the entity clearing and a couple of other ones when I get into a hotel room. Okay. And let's see here. Let me go to another. Oh, somebody had a question, Ron, about a healing, and I was wondering if we could just take a moment to go over it for a second for this person. It's a really good one. It's the alien energetic slime body coat removal. And so I have it open because when I read that, I thought, oh, I haven't done that in a while. And I opened it up. An important reminder about this clearing, it's part of the Alien Freedom Bundle. Ron has the Alien Freedom Bundle for $150. It includes four healings, and it's for unlimited use for all four of them. And it has, let me see here, bring it up really quickly. The abduction barcode removal, the abduction clearing, it has abduction barcode removal, alien blood barcode, and includes an infusion of amber blood, the alien slime disconnection, which I'm about to go over, and that includes a water skin misting option, and then alien web coat removal. So, on this one, the alien energetic slime body, it comes with the first option, step one, checked or, you know, marked. And then the first step is to clear all of your chakras, the crown chakra, the third eye chakra, throat chakra, heart chakra, power chakra, sacral chakra, and root chakra. And the default time is 30 minutes. I always do that, just clear my chakras for 30 minutes. Then the second step is the heart clearing, and you just move the radio button down to step two. Also, the default is 30 minutes, and that's how I do it. Step three, lungs clearing. Step four, blood clearing. Then below that is the skin misting water you can have to use after. Remember, it's slime, so that means most likely you've been touched and you could have been slimed by anything that person might have around them. And it's often the person that really wants to touch you, too. And it could happen. They don't even have to touch you. You could just be in their presence. And then at the last step is spirit light infusion. So I said that how I do it is the 30 minutes for each step, but then I see how I feel, like take a little time, or maybe I just know, now I'm going to go back and do more. And I might, maybe it's evening, I might click one of them and put it on for 600 minutes, which is 10 hours, and have it run all night while I'm sleeping. It could be the chakras. There's so many different ways you can work with it. You're always welcome to change the timer. But my sort of rule of thumb is if it's the default is 30 minutes or 15 minutes, I just run it through that way first, and then I see how I feel. I mean, there's always somewhat of a reason, right, Ron, that you choose the default, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And normally the default is what we figured you probably need.
Right.
Some people ask, you know, double the default time. But, you know, it's up to you. I really wouldn't go too much less on the default time. A lot of the clearings, you could try it, but, you know, it has to be effective and work. So, back to you.
Right, right. Okay, so I hope that was helpful to the person who wasn't sure, you know, how to run that healing. And I hope they got the that bundle. So in light of that, you know, that there's so much to learn about Creation Lightship and all of Ron's wonderful healings. So his website is full of information, but we have another website. When you go to the BBS radio page and click on the link to the fast chat messages that you can send us, there's an information page, and at the top there are a lot of headings. And if you click on that, one of them I know is healings, and under that it says bundles. So before you, well, not maybe before you do the basic healings, like the emotional body is not in a bundle, the mental body is not in a bundle, the entity clearing is not. So you want to get a few base ones done, but then before you start buying a lot of healings, check out the bundles because it's a tremendous price savings. Ron has really given us a wonderful gift there. So be sure and utilize that website because it'll get a lot of your questions answered. Okay. So I don't know if this is the same. Oh, I guess it is. Career path continuation. I am deciding between two or three career paths. What should I put it under on the fetus infusion clearing? Are you referring to the spirit fetus clearing?
I believe so. Spirit fetus. Yeah, that would probably be it. But, you know, normally it's designed for just one thing. You know what you want to do, so you want to get a little more horsepower. So that's what I would suggest. Just pick one of them. Find out which one you want to do. Maybe get the job first or something, and then, you know, to get more information, more talents coming your way, put it that way. It will help you out with that. So it works, I think, with mental and also physical. So back to you.
Right, and I don't know if when this first came up, Ron, you mentioned the, I think this always helps so much, three, the trifecta. the education clearing, the IQ clearing, and the creativity clearing.
Yeah, those things are very good, yeah.
Yeah, to really get, and then you might be able to focus so much better. And they're really good to keep up with as well. Okay. Let me see what else we have here. Are there any samples you'd like to do tonight, Ron?
I'll do a sample for people with achy feet. We did that before, and we did air cushions a few shows back or something. But I'll just get rid of feet problems here. So here we go. Releasing the energy from the bottom of your feet, maybe through your arch, somewhere on your feet. You need to specify if you have an owie or something. So here we go. I'm working with toes also. And I'll count to 20 to release the energy from you. And it can also release timelines or whatever that's connected to your feet. So if you have an improvement, you may want to do some timeline crashing for your specific incident. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There's some feet issues out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Wow, still more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. That feels good. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay. You know what I thought of, because we were talking about the slime body clearing, you used to do a clearing, taking off the last person that touched us. Could you do that for us tonight?
Yeah, okay. So find that location where they touched you. Maybe it's your shoulders or hands or something. And here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so back to you.
Oh, thank you, Ron. It's so great to have those samples on the shows, and I know everyone enjoyed that water charging earlier. Let's see. Okay. Question. This is paranormal. A good few weeks ago, I got some mail, one to purchase extra cancer insurance for family members, and one was from the funeral home from the city that I reside in. It was like an invitation to go to like an open house or something like that. These two envelopes came in the mail on the same day. Now, a few weeks later, I'm starting to get phone calls from the funeral home. Did they put me on the blacklist? Are they trying to kill me or my family members? What clearings do I need to do to remove them from my back?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess the first thing is that you were tuned into cancer, which means that you were on the cancer timeline. And then maybe your fear of maybe your family members having cancer also puts you deeper into that timeline. So are you bringing them cancer because of your fear? And are they now connected through you onto the cancer timeline? So that's what I would look at. So I would start doing timeline crashes. And naturally, the funeral homes are there to, you know, work with dead people. So they want you dead or your family members dead so they can make money off of you. So it's not a very good thing. So I guess the bottom line is, what I would say is that your fear brought you into that situation. And you need to figure out how you can get out of it and get off what, you know, the timelines. That's what I would do. So back to you.
Okay. So somebody, I just want to check something quickly. Somebody has a question about the Merkabah and how they can get it. And, of course, you know, Ron, you know, won't be doing another expo for quite a while, but he always does bring them to the expos, and you can buy them there. But they're also available on the website, creationlightship.com, and you scroll down. I'm just looking to tell you. Okay. Under this heading, near the bottom, personal divine activations, where you'll also find the water activation, there's a link to divinely activated pictures. The Merkaba is, I believe, through the mail, $20. Am I correct about that, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Now, I'm just checking if the Merkaba, they want to know what it looks like. I'm just checking if it's on there. Okay, so it's not pictured here, unfortunately. The picture of the Merkaba is not there. So
yeah, you just specify it on an email and send us the receipt, you know, along naturally with your address, so we can send it to you.
Right, and it's normally, like, if you're at the expo, it's $15, and the extra $5 is for Ron to package it up and ship it out to you. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what it looks like. You're not going to be displeased with what it looks like. And then what happens is, well, you send Ron your receipt for $20 and your phone number, and then you let him know again by email you've received it, and then he will activate the picture so that it's personally for you. And that's what people write in a lot about, how they activate their food, and it's really helpful. And I think it's just, we have a Merkaba. It'll activate our actual physical Merkaba, too. Is that correct, Ron?
In a sense, yes. It'll resonate to you. That's what you're saying,
right.
Yes. And I have had people do it for their dogs and cats. So, and you could put that Merkaba underneath their food container.
Oh, isn't that a great idea? I love that.
Naturally, you have to buy one for, you know, each animal or pet that you have, you know, because it has to be unique to them, because it's their own energy.
Right. And you've also very generously said that when we're on the healing calls, do you include pets? Most of the time, sometimes not, but on the regular monthly calls, and that we can charge water for our pets. I always do that. I always say, please charge my cat's water bowl. And also, for new people or people are unaware, any clearings you've purchased for yourself, you can do on your pets. Ron likes the animals, and we appreciate that, Ron. Okay. Hello, Ron. Tonight's mineral water charging was absolutely wonderful tasting. I tasted the water immediately after it was charged. But when I let it sit for a while, the taste got even better. So cool. Thanks so much.
Yeah, the water will work with you as you're drinking it. So some people will, you know, maybe purchase for a dollar, you know, a couple glasses of water, or they take it to work with them. And it's continuously changing throughout the day, because it works moment by moment. And so what you need, you know, maybe right now might be different than what you need in 4 hours. So the water will be good for, you know, typically one day until the next day starts. Or we'll say, if you, just to make it simple, we'll just say that you get up in the morning and you charge your water at 8 o'clock. The water would be good then until the next day at 8 o'clock. Then you want to charge up another a batch of water. So back to you.
Okay, and Ron, a very smart listener, just wrote in to let me know that on the right-hand side of the website, also just scroll down to the bottom, it says collages, and if you click in there, you can see what the Merkaba looks like. So thank you very much. Okay, so we have a question about the special clearing It's a whole life clearing Ron created for physical issues that are not already part of the website, part of his many, many clearings. And it's a wonderful clearing to have. And I, for instance, I thought the other day, I might do that sleep, I might do the special clearing for sleep deprivation. Then I said, oh, I forgot, Ron has a sleep deprivation clearing. So therefore, you can't use the special clearing that way. But here is a great question. Is the special clearing used for mental issues?
No, that's mind stuff. No, it's not designed to work with mind. And it doesn't work with emotions either. It's strictly for physical body conditions.
Right. Okay. And it has a seven-generation clearing part to it. So if you have something that you suspect might have been in your family or from your past, it's a great idea to add in that seven generation. Okay. Let me move on here. Okay. Yeah, we're not going to get too into what's going on in general. Okay, we went over the slime clearing. All right, well, let's see. We can, we don't have too much more time, Ron, but are there any other samples you'd like to do or anything you want to tell people about all the upcoming healings?
Well, I think we're going to be doing the spirit in the box clearing at some point, maybe next month. We'll just see how that works out. A week from this Saturday, you know, we're doing that, the bone marrow one again. And let's see here. What else? Could possibly do a call for maybe pins and shackles maybe next month also, if that seems to work out for people, if they want us to do that one. So if you haven't been on the special conference calls that we've done, and you want to get some of the pins and shackles off of you, I could probably schedule that maybe near the end of next month, and that would be in June. Just because we haven't done that as a regular call probably for maybe over 6 months or so, I think. So I guess we could probably end our show here if you like, but you have any other things you want to talk about.
Okay, and, well, I do have one other question. Someone's asking about the bundle, and they're concerned that the passwords get them into the healing, but some of them say one-time use, and it is an unlimited bundle. So don't worry about that. You don't need to. I think, Ron, you've said that the alien barcode removal may only need to be done once, right? But it doesn't matter what it says. It says that because there is no unlimited version of that. So you're fine. Just use the clearing with the passwords that you have.
Yep. Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking that maybe people aren't clear what spirit in the box means. You could talk about that a bit.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's where your spirit has been. Most of the ones that I saw, the spirit is like pretty trashed. I guess trash wouldn't even be the right word to say. In very bad shape, yeah. No life force energy, wilting away, parts missing, body parts missing on it. It would be like your worst nightmare to see it. And so we rejuvenate that and bring that energy back to you. And so I think we had probably maybe, I think we did maybe six or eight of them, something like that, on the last call. And boy, it really makes you feel better when you get this part of you that's been in the beyond-o for, it could even be, thousands of years. It's not just from this lifetime, and you get it back to you, and you go, wow, what a difference it makes. So anyway, not to go too much further into that, we'll do the mind to heart drop now to put you into the present moment, give you peace. So here we go. Must say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And we'll now count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everyone. Blessings. Thank you. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Anne. And thank you for everyone who sent in information for us to read, testimonials and questions. And thank you, all the listeners. Bye, everyone. Blessings.